Piss off! Too late! Jericho looked around to get an idea of how many Skoti were in the room. It appeared to be several hundred, and none looked to be sober. Are all of your soldiers here? Zeth leaned his head back so that one of the women could suckle his neck.
I don't know. Maybe.
Jericho pulled the woman off of Zeth, then grabbed him by his shirt and hauled him to his feet.
Focus, asshole. What is wrong with you?
Zeth's head lolled back.
I can't focus. There's too much sensory overload.
Zeth laughed as he patted Jericho on the shoulder.
You need to get laid.
Jericho had to force himself not to slap some sense into the man. But it was hard to maintain his control.
You need to sober up. How can you fight the Honoroi like this?
We don't need to fight them. We convert them.
Disgusted, Jericho let go of him, and Zeth sank back to the couch. Without a word, Zeth rolled over on top of the other female while the first one draped herself across his back so that they could resume necking. Ridiculous.
Asmodeus,
Jericho called, summoning the demon again. He appeared instantly.
You rang, Minor Master?
I'm looking for a god called Dimas. Is he here?
Asmodeus screwed his face up before he answered.
Define here.
Asmodeus!
Okay, fine, don't yell at me. I don't like being yelled at. He's not here in this room, obviously, but he is in the realm, if you know what I mean.
Take me to him.
Asmodeus looked around sheepishly.
Am I supposed to do that?
If you don't, you're going to have something a lot more painful than your wings pulled off.
He gaped and then cupped himself.
You're a mean, mean man.
Jericho had no intention of doing that to him, but he wasn't about to let the demon know that.
And you're about to be in pain.
Fine, I'll take you, but if old great evil one comes around, I'm blaming you immediately. This is not my heat, not my bad. I won't own it, not even for a friend. You're on your own, bud.
This time, Asmodeus didn't walk. He touched Jericho's arm and transported them into a dark, iridescent pit. An unbearable stench permeated the place, as did moans and pleas for final death. Noir would definitely call it homey, but Jericho, in spite of his desire for vengeance, couldn't call it anything other than hell.
Where are we?
Asmodeus created a ball of light in his hand so that they could see the ravaged bodies that were chained and bleeding everywhere.
Noir's happy place. It's where he brings the beings he wants to play with.
Punish.
You say tomato, I say tomato. Would you like to see Deimos now?
Jericho tried not to commiserate with the poor souls trapped in this dismal place.
That's why we're here.
Asmodeus pointed behind him.
He's the fifth victim on the wall, I think. Kind of hard to tell, really. Once they've been beaten enough, their features start contorting and swelling, and then figuring out who's who is a bitch. But he had blonde streaks in his hair when they brought him in. If the blood hasn't matted it too badly, that might help you find him.
Jericho gave him a disgusted look before he started making his way over to the people who were hanging by chains along the wall. Asmodeus was right. He couldn't tell who they were, and that honestly sickened him. Enemies or not, these were people, and they had been tortured to the brink of death. Having suffered enough abuse to last out eternity, he hated to see them in the same shape he had been reduced to on countless occasions. As he reached the fifth one, he saw the blonde streaks through the dark hair. Dimas hung as if he were dead. His swollen eyes were closed, his head resting against his bruised arm. Black stylized tattoos zigzagged from his forehead down his face to his chin. His clothes were torn and bloody. In between the tears and the fabric, Jericho could see the deep gashes and wounds. Noir must have had an excellent time with the Dolophinos, who currently bore little resemblance to his twin, Phobos. The moment Jericho stopped in front of him, Dimas opened his eyes and lunged at him, ready to fight in spite of his pathetic state. Jericho stepped back and almost hit him out of reflex. Their gazes met and locked. Dimas's snarl faded as he recognized him.
Kratos?
He inclined his head.
What are you doing here?
His gaze went down Jericho's undamaged body before he cursed.
Traitor!
His condemnation set Jericho's fury to boiling. How dare this bastard look at him like that?
Betrayed! Fuck you!
Jericho curled his lip. Now you know how I felt, brother.
Remember the day you turned with him against me? How could you?
That was laughable.
That's the same question that has haunted me since I looked at you while Zeus held me on the ground and you looked at the floor at your feet.
Jericho grabbed Dimas's head and made him meet his gaze.
You held me down while my mother burned her words into my flesh.
I can still feel the pain of your arm wrapped around my throat.
You earned your punishment!
Jericho struggled not to strike out at him and add to his pain. How could Dimas not apologize even now for what he had done? They had been friends before that. It was why he had no pity for any of them. They had none for him. Screw them all. And you...